give me that garbage. Gotta take out the trash. Give me that garbage. Gonna throw it away, throw it away, throw it away. Give me that garbage, give me that garbage, give me that garbage. Give me that garbage, give me that garbage, give me that garbage.
There couldn't have been a better bumper music song to intro this next segment. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I've got Santa Rosa County's Environmental Department in here. I've got Kelly Hobbs and Chad Nowling talking about Household Hazardous Waste and Tire Amnesty Day. Last time I saw you guys, we talked about Tire Amnesty Day, something that I didn't really think about because it's not something I've done a lot in my life, but disposing of things and how much it costs sometimes. So let's talk about that. First off, thank you guys for being here this morning. How you doing?
Hey, we're glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, very glad to see you guys. And it's starting to shape up to be a beautiful day out there, actually. So let's talk about Tire Amnesty Day. First of all, it's a free tire disposal day for residents, but let's talk about this. What can people expect for Tire Amnesty Day? What is the benefit here?
Tire Amnesty Day is a day that the residents of Santa Rosa County can bring in tires for free to the central landfill or to the location that we have at the south end of the county. It's no charge. We ask that you have a Santa Rosa County ID when you drop those tires off, and we will take 8 tires per Santa Rosa County resident.
For free.
No charge.
Awesome. That's great. And the southern, the south location that you were talking about, where is that located?
It's going to be at the South End Service Center close to the zoo, and that's going to be 5841 Gulf Breeze Parkway in Gulf Breeze.
Yep, I live right down by there, right by the zoo, so that's great. If I had some tires, I would bring them to you. All right, so we talked about that location. What about the central landfill? Is that going to be there as well?
The central landfill, the 6337 DeLisa Road in Milton. I will point out that the location in the south end of the county, we will only be there from 8 o'clock to 12 o'clock.
Okay.
We will hold that. We will take tires with our Amnesty Day that we're having, the Household Hazardous Amnesty Day that we're having. Down there that same day and time, we'll take 8 tires, but the Tire Amnesty Day will be all day long at the central landfill.
Okay, great. And they're typically, if this wasn't a free day, how much does it usually cost to dispose of tires?
Regular car tires are normally $5, and then large tires, like a large truck tire, $15.
Okay, still not too bad. All right, and is there a website that people can go to for more information on this that I should tell everybody about?
You can go to www.santarosa.fl.gov, and you will be able to go, I think, under the residents category. There is an area for central landfill there, and you should be able to find our tab under that.
All right. And usually on radio, we like to get to the bottom of things. So we hear about a free event. We hear about a free service. We know that somebody has to be fitting the bill for this. So who is going to actually be paying these expenses?
We actually work in conjunction on the state of Florida. Okaloosa County is the one we piggyback off of. Okaloosa County helps us, and we pay for that with a grant. In combination with them, it's a $25,000 grant that's annually, and we have the two events. Anything over the $25,000 for those two events, the county picks up the bill for.
And when people buy new tires, isn't there like a charge that we pay with that goes towards this as well?
Yeah, there's a tire disposal fee that goes along with that, and that helps cover the cost of these events through the state.
Great, great. I've noticed like a lot of people when they do new playgrounds and things like that, and you walk on it and it feels real squishy and it's kind of weird, they always say, well, that's, you know, old recycled tires. And I'm like, really? Wow. What are some other ways that people use old recycled tires? Do you know?
Yeah, there's different ways that people use them. I mean, there's a company in Nebraska that actually freezes them, and then
really
they basically hit them with a hammer, and bust them up and then take the metal out of them and recycle the metal.
Cool.
And so there's definitely different methods of ways to shred them up and reuse them.
Yeah, give me that garbage. Yeah, awesome. And we talked about the kind of tires, you know, light truck and car tires. What about if I have like a lawnmower or a small tractor? Can I still bring those kind of tires in?
You sure can. Bicycle tires, motorcycle tires, all types of tires we'll take at that event.
Okay. What about if I have like a race car tire?
A race car tire, as long as it's not any bigger than a large truck tire. We don't want to get into like a tractor tire,
right,
or a big bus tire. Mm-hmm. If they're very large tires, we will not take those at the event. We want regular car tires, regular truck tires, nothing too big.
Okay. Now say I have a set of tires, they still have the rims on them. Do I need to get those removed before I show up to you guys?
No, we will take them with the rims on them.
Oh, well, that's great. That's very convenient too. All right. What about, we're talking about the residents of Santa Rosa County bringing their tires in. What about businesses? Is this open to commercial as well?
No commercial businesses. We ask that they be from Santa Rosa County residents. That's why we ask for the Florida driver's license. That's a requirement through DEP. It's not something that's set by us. If you have a business, and you need to get rid of a tire, you can call the office at 850-981-7135, and we'll be able to give you some disposal options there.
Okay. How often per year do you guys do these tire amnesty days?
Yeah, typically we do them about 3 times a year. Mm-hmm. And when we say a year, our year is not January to December. It actually starts in October. So this will be our third event for this year. Mm. And there's a strong possibility we're going to be able to do another one at the latter part of the year. Awesome. in the cooler part of the year.
Right. That's definitely preferred. All right. For our population that might be aging or somebody that might have some back issues or something, they can't really lift heavy items. What if they bring you the tires? Is there anybody there, maybe a young strapping lad that can maybe get it off the truck for them?
Oh, absolutely. We have people that will be there. If you need help unloading those tires, we have people and staff there to help.
All right. What about other items besides tires? Let's talk about household hazardous waste real quick before the break, because I know a lot of people, sometimes they'll store up things in their garage because they just don't know how to dispose of it. What can we tell them?
The household hazardous waste is a normal area that we hold at the central landfill. It's an area, it's the first building that you get to when you come into the central landfill on DeLisa Road. The event that we're having in the south end of the county this weekend on March 9th from 8 to 12, we will take, things that normally take in the Milton household hazardous waste over in the south end. That's why we hold those events where the residents from the south end do not have to come to Milton to dispose of those items. Mm. Now, some of those items include dirty oil, paint, gasoline, fluorescent light bulbs, any kind of electronics, paints, things of that nature we will take at this event. Like I said, we will be there from 8 o'clock to 12.
I noticed when you said oil, because I'm an oil guy. I totally overpronounce that word, and a lot of people look at me really, really weird when I say oil. They're like, oil? Where are you from? This is great information. If you have any questions, let us know. You can text 437-1620, and we will answer your questions here on the air. It's Pensacola's expert panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. My guests this morning, Kelly Hobbs and Chad Nowling from the Environmental Department for Santa Rosa County, here working for you and taking your tires during Tire Amnesty Day. We will be back with more after this break. Don't go anywhere.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Busted.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio. I just said that. I'm Jake Walker, your host. My guest this morning, I have Kelly Hobbs and Chad Nelling from Santa Rosa's Environmental Department talking about the environment. If you've got some old tires laying around, it's time to bust a move and get down to the Central Landfill for their Tire Amnesty Day on March 9th from 7 to 5. Also, from 8 to 12 at the South End Service Center down there by the zoo in Gulf Breeze off Gulf Breeze Parkway. That's going to be 5841 Gulf Breeze Parkway. That's what we're talking about this morning. If you have questions, let us know, 437-1620. Talking about tires, a lot of people don't really even think about this, but there are some concerns with tires, right? What is the major issue? Why can't we just have a bunch of tires laying around all over the place? What's the problem with that?
Yeah, one of the main problems with having tires lying around, especially if they're uncovered, is they will hold rainwater. And unfortunately, in Florida, we're about to hit the old mosquito season.
Oh, yes.
And tires are known for breeding grounds for mosquitoes. So if you do have tires, we strongly encourage you to keep them, either with a tarp over them or put them under a shed or a barn or something. And please don't leave them out, because if they hold water, they're definitely going to grow mosquitoes in there. And at the landfill, they don't compact. So when we get tires at the landfill, they need to go in the proper containers. And the only way we're going to accept them at the landfill is if they're cut up like they're supposed to or shredded up.
Okay. All right. And we talked about household hazardous waste as well. I'm one of these people that just kind of collects zillions of plastic bags. I use them as trash bags sometimes, but can I just bring you all of these plastic bags? Is that acceptable?
Well, the plastic bags at the local stores in the area, like your Lowe's, your Walmart, your Publix, they have disposal boxes for those plastic bags. The problem with plastic bags is we do have a recycling center, and when we send off our recyclables, those plastic bags can cause problems in those machines.
Yeah, they'll get caught up in like the teeth and things like that.
Correct.
Yeah. But big box stores, you know, grocery stores, things like that, they will actually accept them sometimes right out front as you're walking in the door. I see that a lot, you know, like at Publix and Walmart and things like that. Let's talk about recycling, because this is something we talk about actually on the morning show a lot with Andrew McKay. When he talked about it today, he's like, you hate throwing that pizza box in the regular trash, but it has grease all over it, so it can't be recycled. And there's lots of items that cannot be actually recycled that we would think are recyclable. So let's talk about contamination. What kind of products do people try to recycle all the time that are really no bueno?
Yeah, so a lot of the, what we, like you just mentioned the word, we call contamination items, our garden hoses, Christmas tree lights, you just mentioned greasy pizza boxes, clothing, bedding, but any kind of container that actually has food in it, because the problem is when it hits the recycling floor where they dump it out at, if these boxes or cans have leftover food in them, it draws flies in there. So these items, if they're a can, they need to be washed out. If they're a box, if it's a clean cardboard box, that's good. If it's got food or pizza, like you mentioned earlier, then it needs to go in the trash can instead of the recycling can. Recycling's a great thing if it's managed properly.
Right.
And a lot of people, they'll throw something in a recycling container with good intentions, but if it's an item that doesn't belong in there, we call that wish cycling. And it actually causes problem down the stream. It may cause problems on the floor where it's dumped at, or actually may cause problems at the actual recycling center. You mentioned the teeth earlier. Some of these items can get caught up in the machine, and the people that are doing it, they have good intentions.
Right.
But sometimes the equipment's not set up to handle these type of materials. So it's very, very important that you recycle the correct items. And if anyone has any questions on what they need to recycle or what they can recycle in Santa Rosa County, you can go on our website. Kelly mentioned it a while ago. You can look us up on the web, Santa Rosa County Central Landfill, and there's a list on there of items that you can recycle and that we don't want to see in the recycling stream.
Right. Of course, aluminum, steel cans, things like that. Now, what about if something has a label on it, or say like some tape or staples, things like that? Do I need to remove all of that and clean it completely off?
You don't have to. I know, you know, we push, you know, keep it to the basics. We want, you know, plastic jugs, like the jugs that you use every day, like your plastic milk jugs, your plastic water bottles, your laundry detergent jugs, cardboard, any kind of clean cardboard. We don't, like you said, we don't want any greasy pizza boxes. But if you've got clean cardboard, we want the clean cardboard. Another item is steel and aluminum cans. We ask that you wash those out. We don't want any kind of food left in those. So you don't necessarily, and if you want to peel the labels off, sure. But you don't have to. If you will, just make sure those are rinsed out. And keep it to the basics, the cardboard, steel aluminum cans, and then the plastic jugs.
All right. And for somebody like me who lives in an apartment, I have, you know, big dumpsters everywhere where I have to take my garbage. We do not have that curbside garbage service. What are my options if I want to still get in on recycling, but I don't have that curbside garbage service?
You can bring it to the central landfill. There is a minimum $10 charge, and I think you can get about 500 pounds for that first $10. So, you know, you don't have to do it once a week. You can, you know, put it to the side, especially if you're rinsing that stuff out and keeping it clean. Wait and get a couple of bags and then drop it off.
All right. This is great information. Let us know if you have any questions real quick. I actually did see a text come in. That's a traffic report. We'll get to that later. My guests this morning, Kelly Hobbs and Chad Nowling from the Santa Rosa County Environmental Department. We're talking about Tire Amnesty Day. Get your questions in before we run out of time. I got to take another quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Did you know one of the best investments you can make? It's in yourself. At My Computer Career, in just a few months, you could start your new career in the high-demand, recession-resistant field of information technology. Isn't it time you invest in you and start a career in networking, cybersecurity, AI, or upskill to boost your current IT career? So, get the ROI you deserve at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Start now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill. schedule.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience, a desire for a career that is fun, exciting, while working with local and regional businesses, and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to HR at newsradio1620.com. ADX Communication is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty.
Your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at BuySellCannell.com.
That's BuySellCannell.com.
Join Lori from Davis Hardware and U-Haul on Pep Talk today at 10:30 for Davis Hardware and U-Haul's first show, talking about what makes Davis Hardware your go-to place for those hard-to-find items. Air conditioner filters of every size, hard-to-find fasteners and plumbing connectors, nails by the piece, and pest control options that work specifically for rats.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. My guests this morning, Kelly Hobbs and Chad Nowling from Santa Rosa County Environmental Department. We're talking about Tire Amnesty Day coming up on March 9th from 7 to 5 at the Central Landfill. And we're also going to have the South End Service Center in Gulf Breeze, down on Gulf Breeze Parkway near the zoo, 5841 Gulf Breeze Parkway. That's only going to be from 8 to 12. Let's talk about, real quick, somebody texted in on the break. What about those huge TVs that won't fit in your garbage can? Should they go somewhere in particular? You guys want to follow up on that for them?
Yes, at the Amnesty Day, we will only take flat screen TVs or flat screen monitors. So if you have the big fat, TVs, they're called CRTs. You can fit those. If you can fit them in your garbage can, the household, you know, garbage can, the garbage people will pick those up. If not, you can drop those off at the Central Landfill at 6337 DeLisa Road in Milton. There's a $10 minimum charge.
Okay. And we want to stress, no business, no commercial in on this. This is just for residents of Santa Rosa County. You have to bring your Santa Rosa County ID with you, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, yeah.
And like I said, that's not a requirement that the county has made. That is a requirement of DEP. They set the requirements on that, and there is 8 per Santa Rosa County resident allowed.
All right. Well, thank you so much. There's a lot of information. If you have any more questions, go to santarosa.fl.gov/recycle or /landfill. It's all right there on that website. Anything you want to close out with, Chad?
Yeah, I was just going to mention, if somebody's on the road or at their job and they had a question they wanted to ask us, feel free to call us at 850-981-7135. We're there to help people out. Mm-hmm. If you just want to call and ask a few questions,
all right,
that's what we're there for.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, guys. Thanks for being here this morning.